Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So in just a few minutes, we are going to light the candle of joy. Now, that is that pink candle right over there. So you see we have three purple candles and a pink one and a white one. And in just a moment, we are going to light that pink candle of joy. Now, when you think about joy, we sometimes think about being happy. So you may think about the presents that you're going to get at Christmas, or you may think about your favorite toy. You may think about how you felt when you made the team, or you may think about eating at your favorite restaurant. And those are all wonderful things, but those are all things that can change, because your favorite restaurant may not be your favorite restaurant forever. You may forget about your presents from Christmas. You may change what your favorite toy is. You may not always make the team. And those are things that make us happy, but they're not things that bring us joy. Because happiness depends on things that happen to us. But joy is something deeper. Joy is something that Jesus gives to us. Joy is knowing that we can celebrate even when things are hard, because God loves us and God promises to always be there with us. So when I was a kid, I learned a song that some of you may know, that the first verse says, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Do you guys know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. So our joy stays with us even when we don't feel very happy. Even when we don't really feel like celebrating, because God loves us. God promises to always be with us, and God promises to always forgive us and to be our friend forever. So this week, whether you find yourself happy or sad, I hope that you will look for ways that you can celebrate God's love. You always have joy deep in your heart, because the God who created you loves you no matter what, and that is great news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the gift of joy. Help us to remember that you are the reason we always have something to celebrate. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.